Blog Talk Radio.
Another week together, a truly historic week. This is something we have not seen in modern times. Life in this country really changing in unimaginable ways, very likely for several weeks, if not months to come. Tonight, the number of cases of the coronavirus has now soared past 17,000, one-third of those cases here in New York City. At least 200 dead. Again, they think this is much higher, the number of cases in this country. Of course, the testing still catching up and will likely reflect that number. Tonight, President Trump's...
Well, a very good afternoon and evening, depending on where you are in the world. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I'm your host, Victoria Gaither, here on Blog Talk Radio. And this evening, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. Of course, that's what everybody around the world is going to be talking about. And quite frankly, everybody is talking about. Joining me in on this conversation today is New Zealand broadcaster Stu Frith, who is sitting in Foxton Beach and who is joining us at home. I think, Stu, a lot of people are working from home, aren't they? Hello, and thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, hello, Vicky. Thank you very much for inviting me to come and join you today. And yes, you are right. There's a lot of people working from home. Of course, there's a lot of people that can't work from home as well. So yeah, it's a hard time for a lot of people. It really is. You know, financial and house mortgages to pay and everything else, it's really hard going, isn't it?
It is, and I know that something that your Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, did, you know, a couple of weeks ago, she came on television with this very big announcement, and she put the entire country in lockdown. I mean, she is one of several countries that have actually gone to that length to do that in an effort to fight the virus. And what is it like being in complete lockdown?
Well, yes, it's quite strange, really, because, you know, although I live in a little township at Foxton Beach, there's nobody around. There's no cars around. There's no nobody riding around on push bikes or anything like that. No kids running up and down the street. It's really, really quiet. But the great thing about the street is, of course, we have a system which is called Neighbourhood Watch, and all the neighbours keep an eye on one another every morning, and people are calling out to one another. They even check up on email and say, yes, it's all good at number such and such, you know, just so everybody knows what's going on and everybody's healthy. So it's a great system and it works very well.
And one of the people that actually runs that Neighborhood Watch, I know him very well. Dave Hartman is his name. And some of those emails that you are speaking of, I also get those emails. And I think it is remarkable, and that's a true testament to New Zealanders and Kiwis in general, that, you know, you do look after each other. I think one of the people were going to the grocery store and asked someone else if they needed groceries, and you sort of type back, yes, this is what I need. And then all of a sudden, if not that day, then the next day, you know, your potatoes and carrots or whatever it is that you need ends up there on your doorstep. So, you know, that is one thing that you just have to take your hat off to New Zealand, New Zealanders. There was also, Stu, a article that was written in the Washington Post, and it gave a wonderful review of New Zealanders and also the New Zealand government. But all hasn't been great, because I did read an article about your Minister of Health, and he was one of the people that was going on the news and telling everybody, stay at home. This is a lockdown. Stay home, stay safe. But he was doing the total opposite, wasn't he?
That's dead right. And really, to be quite honest, you know, there is a few idiots out there that are flouting the law. And to be quite honest, that Minister of Health, he was, wasn't he? He was the ringleader. He would be the ringleader of idiots. He really was, you know. And I think Jacinda really gave him a ripper for what he did. She hasn't fired him, as she doesn't want to be caught in the middle of this virus circulation with an upset in government, so she's kept him on in there at the moment. But I tell you what, when it comes around to election time, I doubt if he'll have that position. He's been walked right down in the ranks and as a minister. So, yes, he's had quite a big substantial pay cut. And he's certainly had his hand smacked at the moment, but come election time, I think he'll get to have his bottom kicked.
Yeah, I would imagine politically his entire career is over. And it is one thing that I do know about New Zealand, and that is if you're a politician and you're a minister and you've done something wrong, then what they do is they basically really cut sort of your assignments that you have. So he only is dealing in health right now, so all the other portfolios that he had, I'm sure that they would be gone. And, you know, it makes sense that Ardern would actually keep him around because, you know, we are in the middle of it. Some are in the beginning, depending on where you think we are along in it. He's got all the facts. He's got all the information. So to actually take him out of that position to get somebody else in there to start over new, it would make sense why, you know, she would go ahead and keep him in that position. I happen to see some photos of the New World there in Foxton Beach. And I tell you, the line today was very, very long. It was almost down there past the car garage where you get your car service. But I'm thinking that also may be because we are coming up on Easter Sunday, so people really want to get to the store and get their bits and pieces, don't they?
That's right, because now we are Thursday, so tomorrow is Good Friday here in New Zealand. So today is the day for getting your groceries and your Easter eggs and all that. But tomorrow, of course, nothing will be open because it's Good Friday. But before we go away from the minister and his little espadrille riding his pushbike around, it's like he's 6 foot tall and bulletproof. You know, even his wife advised him that, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. But he carried on and did it. So, you know, ask yourself, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And for those of you that are just joining the conversation, thank you for joining us. I am American journalist and photojournalist Victoria Gaither, and you are listening to At Home with Victoria. Our guest that's joining us today is all the way from Foxton Beach, New Zealand, and that is New Zealand broadcaster Stu Frith. And I'm looking at the numbers in terms of the coronavirus confirmed in New Zealand, 1,210, recovered 281, and only one death. So that was something that this article talked about in the Washington Post is, you know, how in your case there in your country, staying at home and isolating yourselves seems to be working. Now, also, I think you would agree what New Zealand has going for them. You know, you're all the way on the other part of the world. You're consist of three islands, the geographical location, and also the landscape of the country, rural farm. You know, so you kind of have the space. It's perfect in order to isolate and to do that, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, it is, to a certain degree that you're right. But, of course, it can always get in with planes coming into New Zealand. Everything comes into New Zealand by air or by ship. And we know what happened with the big passenger liners that have been around. There's been a lot of cases come off with the one big liner, which is down Wellington Way. But, you've got to keep the borders right. And this is the hardest part. It's because we've got such a great volume of water around us, around the whole country of New Zealand, both islands and Stewart Island, of course, it's hard to keep guard on all that all the way through too. You know, it's very, very hard. So try and keep the borders up to scratch. That's the big thing. You know, it's all very well just taking them through the airports and that when they're coming in from the planes, but it's the ones that get in on the slide that you really got to watch.
Yeah, and I know as well, the majority of your cases in the beginning were from overseas travelers, were from people that were stepping off those airplanes that were coming into the country, which was I don't know if that's still the bulk of your cases, but I do know that that was the bulk of the cases there in the country. And, of course, you know, the total opposite here in America, we're not faring too well at all. I mean, looking at the statistics now, confirmed cases in the U.S., we are close to 430,000, recovered cases over 23,000, and deaths, we're getting close to 15,000. Now, in saying that, you know, of course, you have to put out there that the U.S. is a larger country, New Zealand close to 5 million people, America 330 million people, so, you know, that obviously is a factor. Our hardest hit area right now in America, which you probably see on the news there, is New York. I mean, New York is just having a horrible, devastating time right now. I've spoken to friends of mine that live in New York, and everyone literally is concerned. They're scared. And one story that I just want to share, and this was a young lady who lives in New York, and I can't remember the name of the hospital, but she says that this area that she goes for a walk, you know, every day, her whole life, she's gone for this walk. And she said that it struck her last week that she went for this walk, and she saw these two huge refrigeration trucks that had been brought in, and they were a couple of blocks from this hospital. And of course, anyone that, you know, knows anything about why those trucks would be there, that would be because of the amount of bodies that need to be stored. So that right there really put things into perspective for me, and it's just very, very sad. But of course, it seems like right now, I think we're a little bit late in the game, that a lot of the resources are now going to New York. You've got the Navy hospital ship that's there, and you also have other governors of states that are sending ventilators and things there in New York, and additional medical staff are on their way to New York as well. And we were having this conversation, Stu, and I don't know what it is whenever we have something major and huge that happens in America. New York always seems to get hit the hardest. My theory is that it is literally a world-class city. You've got people from all over the world that fly in and out of there all the time. So I think it would be easy for the number of cases and that virus to get there in New York, just because of the amount of flights and people that come in and out of that city. But you would be seeing this on the news in New Zealand, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course. Well, I think the world would be seeing it, you know. But in New Zealand, we've only had one death, which is the only country with one death. Everyone else has got higher deaths. So that's something that's happening, and we seem to be hitting the right curve to bring the numbers down on the people that are getting affected with the virus. And the people that are walking out of the hospitals that have been cured is rising all the time. So that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that is fantastic. And like I said, that was a part of what this Washington Post article said yesterday. You know, congratulations to Kiwis. Now, to be fair, the woman who wrote the article, she is a Kiwi, but she's been living here overseas in America for over 20 years. So it was her perspective on what it is that that she had to write about the article. Stu, I want to play this clip. Just bear with me. And this is a clip from Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
You'll be pleased to know that we do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers. But as you can imagine at this time, of course, they're going to be potentially quite busy at home with their family as well and their own bunnies. And so I say to the children of New Zealand, if the Easter Bunny doesn't make it to your household, then we have to understand that it's a bit difficult at the moment for the bunny to perhaps get everywhere. But I have a bit of an idea that maybe in lieu of the bunny being able to make it to your home, you can create your own Easter hunt for all the children in your neighbourhood. So if you're one of those homes that's had a teddy in your front window, maybe draw an Easter egg and pop it into your front window and help children in your neighbourhood with their own Easter egg hunt, because the Easter bunny might not get everywhere this year.
And again, that was Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who was talking about the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, which I thought was actually very, very cute. And I'm sure that all of the kids and parents there in New Zealand would have appreciated hearing that, Stu.
I think so, too. You know, and yeah, of course, Easter, the kids love Easter, don't they? And rightly so, with all those Easter eggs. In fact, I don't think it's not only the kids that love the Easter eggs, is it? But yeah, Jacinda seems to be doing a good job. And, you know, you talk about the Washington Press the other day putting out that statement from that news reporter. It's, I saw it yesterday that was brought up and pointed out to Jacinda when she was doing her report yesterday afternoon on TV. And she smiled when the reporter told her about this, what the Washington Press had put up. And she just looked at the audience and said, "It's early days yet."
Right, yeah. And she always seems to reach the right tone at the right time. and just knows exactly what to say. But again, I had put that article out there for everyone that follows me on social media, because me being in the country and living there myself, it's important that you guys know what everyone thinks on the other side of the world, and also to congratulate you on doing a good job. I also want to mention some things of concern here in America. We've just got some numbers and some information about who the coronavirus is really affecting here in America. It's people over 50, but interesting enough, Stu, it's affecting black people. African Americans are dying at high rates than any other group of people in America. Now, experts say two things: because of underlying health issues, if you've got diabetes, if you've got cancer, if you've got high blood pressure, all of these things put you at a higher risk factor for contracting COVID-19. And also, you know, we've got to talk about the economic ramifications. I've been looking at the news in New Zealand. Air New Zealand is laying off thousands of people. They're going to be shutting down some of their towers. I mean, I think the airline industry around the world will take a long time before they're able to get back to pre-coronavirus. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, you would. And it makes you wonder what is going on, because you see these airlines and they're posting up how many millions of dollars they've made profit in the previous tax year. And when it comes to something like this, they're looking at the government for a handout to keep them floating. What happened to all the money that was made the previous year, you know, before the tax? It doesn't add up to me, you know. It's a bit of a concern, isn't it? These big companies.
Yeah.
And how they will turn around to the government to, you know, they want to prop up.
I think it's unbelievable. I think a lot of people are asking that question, not only of the airline industry, insurance companies, and all of these different companies. And I know here in America, American workers are going to be getting a check. It will either be $600 or $1,200. The government, apparently, from my last reading of it, are a week ahead of issuing these checks that will go out to Americans. Unemployment is the highest it has ever been in my country. But just like here in America, I know you're going to be dealing with unemployment in New Zealand. Small businesses are going to be trying to stay afloat. So, you know, certainly this coronavirus has affected everybody and everyone. And we're actually going to try to make this a weekly show. And, you know, Stu and I are going to invite other guests on, whether they are from New Zealand, Australia, or America, to join in on the conversation, because we know that you have something that you want to say, and we want you to be able to say it. So, Stu, it is great having you on air here with me in America, because normally it is the reverse, and I'm sure our listeners here are very happy to hear every single thing that you had to say, and to get it firsthand from somebody who is sitting there in the country on the ground with all the information and knowledge there at your fingertips.
Yes, Vicky. Well, before we do disappear, I'd just like to mention that the government have announced a great big injection, a few money injection into education, so the kids can learn from home. They're even running special TV programs, so the kids can actually have their schooling from home. So how good is that? That's pretty fantastic, isn't it?
I think that is fantastic. And now that you've mentioned the schools, my sister is a school administrator, and most of the kids here in America will not return to school. Now, in saying that, we're coming into summer, so the kids would be out anyway for summer school. Most of the kids won't go back to school here until fall. So each state does their own thing, make their own decisions, but it looks like the majority of the states in America, kids aren't going back to school. So you've got a lot of home schooling taking place, and you have a lot of curriculum-based and online-based things that were already in place, so the kids here can just pick up where they left off. So I know that as well for a fact. But, it's one of those things where this is the time where you get to see what governments are made of, you know, what leaders are made of, who you put there in office. It will either make them or break them. But I do want to tell everybody, no matter where you are, thanks for joining us and thanks for listening. And both of us want you to stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you so much, Stu.
Thank you, Vicky. Just before we do go, I'd like to remind everybody that on Sunday night on Facebook, of course, Facebook Live, I'll be doing Facebook Live around about 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
And then that will be Saturday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon for you, would be Saturday night for us. We'll work on those times, but yeah, look for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look for that, and we'll be able to give you a definite time once we're back with you next week. But no, thank you so much for mentioning that. I'm going to end with one of my favorite songs, and it is called All Stars. Stu, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. Goodbye, everybody.